Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Scientists have been at the forefront in drawing world attention to global warming, despite attacks from naysayers who believe climate change is just a bunch of bunk. Of course, scientists must determine for themselves their role in society and their responsibility for their discoveries. And this week, we remember one scientist who labored mightily to undo his work. Biologist Arthur Galston conducted early research that led to the development of Agent Orange, the powerful herbicide the U.S. used to lay waste to much of Vietnam. When Professor Galston realized how the defoliant was being used, he led the effort to stop it. President Richard Nixon banned Agent Orange 5 years before the war ended. In 2003, Arthur Galston told Living on Earth that students need to be taught the risks of conducting scientific research.
I tell them that they can never feel immune from the danger of producing a result that will be misused, and that it's their social responsibility to enter the fray, even at the cost of having to divert themselves from their further research activity. You've got to write articles, you've got to speak, you've got to join with others, you've got to testify in Congress, you've got to do what you can to try to regulate the findings and the use of scientific information in such a way that it will benefit society rather than act as a harmful input.
Plant biologist and bioethicist Arthur Galston died June 15th. He was 88. Coming up, nano silver away! Small things considered on Living on Earth.